Detroit News business columnist Daniel House has been reviewing the landscape of automobiles, high-tech, and next-generation mobility, and find Fiat Chrysler's top guy lagging. Daniel joins us now via Skype. In your column, you give us a laundry list of areas where Fiat Chrysler needs to catch up. Could you outline some of those for us?
Sure. I mean, FCA does not have the financial heft that General Motors and Ford do. It doesn't make as much money on an annual basis in North America, which is the engine for profitability for this industry right now. GM and Ford are doing record years. They did it last year. They're expected to do it this year. He's really trailing in terms of leadership in autonomous vehicles and research. Only recently did they cut this deal with Google that gives them that will allow them to use new minivans to test Google technologies. They really don't have the product development infrastructure that GM and Ford have, and they're lagging clearly in the passenger car space to the point where they're essentially killing off cars that they only recently introduced 3 years ago. You put it all together, you know, they are definitely behind, no question about it.
You note that the markets are noticing. I peek at Ford and GM stock prices on occasion, but I didn't realize, as you note in the column, that they've fallen quite a bit in the last year. But Fiat Chrysler stock prices are down substantially more. How does this all play into Marchionne's grand plans?
I think it makes it very hard. I mean, it was last summer that Marchionne was talking about and talking to people in the media about he was going to take over General Motors. Essentially, he wanted to do a merger with them, which interestingly enough, he was going to be the weak sister in the merger, but he was going to essentially run the company.
Of course,
he got nowhere with that. A lot of people thought that was a stalking horse for him to get Volkswagen on board. Volkswagen, of course, had the big blow up over the diesel engines, so that became a non-issue, and now he's having to essentially try to find his own way. I would never, as I say in the top of this column, you never count this guy out. He's one of the shrewdest deal makers I've ever seen in this industry. And he does have some things to play with, like the Jeep brand and other things like that that are very attractive to people. But he's got a very high, big hill to climb, and it's going to take him some time to get up that hill.
This whole idea of mobility, the ride-sharing and autonomous technologies, how necessary is it for auto companies to pursue this when, you know, trucks are the big money sellers and all those farmers, cowboys, and carpenters are not going to be giving up hands-on driving?
Fabulous question. And I think the short answer is it's not an either-or proposition. It's both. The global auto industry is about a $2.7 trillion annual industry right now. It's expected to be about $4 trillion by 2030. That's just a traditional piece of the business. The mobility space is estimated to be more than $5 trillion. And that's one of the main reasons that you see Silicon Valley really eyeing this space, because Silicon Valley is looking for growth. I mean, if people that have been following Apple this year know that Apple has not been hitting its numbers. So people are so accustomed to Apple, always double-digit gains. They need growth. And one of the places they see potential for growth is in the mobility space. It's autonomous vehicles. It's infotainment. It's all the kinds of things. It's ride sharing and car sharing that people won't own a car necessarily, but they'll be able to rent one for a day or two or to go away for the weekend or whatever, and then give it back, and they don't have this hunk of metal depreciating sitting on a street in Ann Arbor for 95% of the time that they own it, which I think a lot of people know what that feels like. But I also would tell you that the companies clearly do look at this and say, we're going to continue to sell pickups. We're going to continue to sell SUVs. There are families that are going to want their own transportation. That stuff's not going away. But there are going to be pieces and in urban areas where there are going to be fewer and fewer people owning their own vehicle.
How can Sergio Marchionne get Fiat Chrysler where it needs to be for a successful future?
I don't know that he can. I think this is a very difficult battle. You see his chairman, John Elkann, who's the scion of the Agnelli family, clearly trying to condition his shareholders of the company to the fact that this is going to be a very tough slog, and they're going to have to maybe try and do it in the traditional sense of the business. I think he's trying to make these moves to make the company look more attractive. Whether or not that's going to be the case remains to be seen, because I think in a lot of ways the era of consolidation in the auto industry has passed. People say there's going to be more, but the people that say they're going to be more are people like Sergio Marchionne, in whose interest it is for there to be more consolidation.
Daniel Hiles from the Detroit News. Thanks very much.
Thank you.